The Olive Branch by Joe Thomas.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. My hand hovers over the mouse. My heart is pumping, and I'm not sure if it's the Prosecco we've drunk or pure madness racing through my veins. I take in the bare room around me. It's soulless, empty of furniture and feelings. I look at my friend Morag, her eyes bright with excitement. The clock is ticking, and with every passing second, my heart beats louder. 10, 9. The timer clicks down. My mouth is dry. 8, 7. I feel sick. Again, not sure if it's due to Prosecco or tension. This is insane. 6, 5. I look around the place I once called home. Now an empty shell, like me. 4, 3. I consider my options. There's only one as far as I'm concerned. 2. And it's utterly reckless. 1. I glance at Morag, who looks as though she might burst, and I don't know if I do it intentionally or if my finger just twitches involuntarily, but I press the button. And we fall giggling into a Prosecco-fueled slumber on the lumpy settees. The next morning, after paracetamol and gallons of